Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen. Ladies, welcome on in. It's me, Rebecca Allen. I'm so delighted to be here with you today. You know what, yesterday I spent the most incredible day in Melbourne at a high school with 30 high school girls as part of the Inspiring Girls International Mentoring Program. I'm so delighted I'm a mentor for them. I was there with Dr. Tori Miller and Dr. Sylvain Gellick, who are the clinical psychologists behind the program here in Australia. And we were talking with the high school girls about resilience. And I just thought, oh, this is such a good topic and such an important topic. It's one of those skills that you're never really actually formally taught. You just sort of learn it through trial and error. You just learn it through osmosis, really, as you're growing up. And I just think it's so valuable, not just at that formative age and in teen, you know, years, to be talking about resilience and to be talking about how to manage when things get tough. It's also a topic that we benefit from talking about as adults too. I think given the world that we live in, you know, where it's very overstimulating, there's far too many kind of different conflicting needs on our time. And I think, you know, this idea of resilience is probably more important now than ever. So I wanted to talk today about it on the show and to share my perspectives with you. And I would love to hear your perspectives too. You know, you can always email me at podcasts@illuminategrowth.com.au. You can share your thoughts about the show. You can ask questions. You can ask for topics to be covered or even for guests to be brought onto the show and to be interviewed. You know, you can ask. So I'm reaching out to you to come back to me and tell me what you want more from our show, Her Ambitious Career. So like I said, I think the world it's a fast moving place, right? It's ever changing. It's definitely overstimulating, and I think that's happened more and more and more, possibly because social media is on the rise, possibly because we've had all this kind of pandemic and we've been working from home and being sort of pushed out of our comfort zone more often than we would normally do. And the question is, I suppose, with that is, how do we manage with that? How do we cope? You know, how do you stay on top? How do you thrive despite all of those things going on? That really is what resilience is for me. It's about sort of understanding, I suppose, that. But I think the thing is that's interesting is resilience can easily be misconstrued, if you like, for this idea of being unbreakable. You know, all these things are going on, all these ever-changing pressures on our time, on our space, are there, are ever present. And the question is does that mean then that I have to be unbreakable, that I just have to cope with it all, that I all have to, you know, it all has to be done perfectly? And I'm here to say absolutely that is not the case. I think it's really, really important that we acknowledge, you know, that we're human beings, that we acknowledge our vulnerabilities, that we acknowledge, certainly as women, that we can't do everything 100% well 100% of the time. I think that's one of the things that a lot of us women do, where we try and be everything to everyone and everything all at the same time. And I think we need to be very aware of our own boundaries when we're talking about resilience. Because I think one of the key things with resilience, if we're going to do a list, let's do a list. So I think the first thing, you know, that I think is really important about resilience is that you set yourself up for success more effectively, which basically means about having some boundaries. And, you know, that could be around having boundaries about how much you work, about how much time you spend on social media, for example. Because I think, you know, spending a lot of time on social media can be damaging to our mental health, right? And when we're not feeling strong and when we're not feeling completely confident about ourselves, it's very difficult to be resilient, to actually have that, you know, inner kind of resolve to kind of dig into and to give yourself the power, if you like, to be resilient. So I think we have to have boundaries around what we think is okay, what we think is not okay, what's a good use of spending my time, what is not a good use of spending my time, how people kind of come into my space and how people are not welcome in my space. So there are lots and lots of ways that we need to protect ourselves, I think, to give ourselves the best chance of success when it comes to dealing with difficulties. Because one thing's for certain, right? There are going to be difficulties. We're going to be faced with challenges. Things are not always going to go to plan. Things can go wrong. Projects can flunk. You know, you can have disagreements with people at work and at home. Things happen. And so we have to have some tools. We have to have some ability, if you like, to bounce back and to work out how to get back on top of that situation. So yeah, I think the first thing absolutely probably is to acknowledge that things will go wrong. It's inevitable. Life's like that, right? Things do not always go swimmingly, however much you want them to. And, you know, secondly, I think to have those boundaries around, you know, how you spend your time and how you engage with people and how you allow people to come into your space. I think that is a really, really important piece, because when we're feeling good about ourselves and when we're feeling strong and when we're feeling good about our decision making, for example, it becomes a lot easier to be strong, to be resilient, to be able to push back. So I think your own sanity relies on you sort of looking after yourself and your boundaries. I think the second thing that I think is really important, maybe we're on the third thing already, the third thing that I think is really important is to look at how you problem solve. So, you know, how I always look at this is there are lots and lots of different ways to cut a cake, right? So you might cut a big round cake in half and create two pieces. Auntie Mildred might cut the same cake into 16 pieces. Little Johnny over there might just smash it into bits and gobble it up in crumbs. But there are lots and lots of different ways to cut a cake. And similarly, there are lots and lots of different ways to solve problems, to solve challenges. And I think resilience is very much about looking at how flexible you can be and how adaptable you can be when a problem arises. There's never just one solution and one way at solving a challenge. There are always multiple options available to you. It's just a question of taking some time, taking some space to think about what those options are. So for me, resilience is about flexibility. It's about adapting to the changing landscape around you. It's about thinking creatively and getting a bit curious about how you could possibly change the scenario and the outcome by solving the problem in a different way. So, you know, rather than crumbling, for example, when something goes wrong, you could ask yourself, okay, look, this just hasn't worked. This situation hasn't gone to plan. You know, what else could? There are lots of different ways that this could be solved. So how could I do it? Let's look at some other problems. Let's look at some other ways of solving the problem and moving on. So for me, adaptability and flexibility is really, really important when we're talking about resilience. The fourth thing that I think is really, really interesting is this notion of, you know, not taking things personally. I see this a lot in our coaching business. You know, I talk to clients all day long, and my clients are always women. They're in their 30s, they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s sometimes. And these are women in careers and jobs. And it's a far kind of reaching scope. So I work with clients sometimes in banking, in finance, also in healthcare, also in academia, in accounting, in consulting, a whole different range of different kind of clients come and talk with me. And the same challenge often comes up. And I think I only work with women. And one of the things that we do very, very well is we take feedback personally. I.e., this is all down to me, I'm going to take full responsibility and full blame. And I think a lot of it comes from being, and this is obviously a sweeping statement, but a lot of women, I think, are just highly responsible. They take on the weight of the world, right? They take on the management of the house a lot of the time. They lead, they problem solve, they matrix think. It's how I describe it, where we use both sides of our brains very, very effectively as women. And we are able to, what people might say, multitask, where you kind of are looking at, okay, if I solve this challenge, it could have that impact on that project. And if we then do that, it will connect with that. And if I bring that resource in, it will, you know, impact that. We're always connecting the dots as women, which can be what overstimulates us and overwhelms us. Men, interestingly enough, use much more one side of their brains, where they're just much more laser focused on just a single outcome. Whereas women's brains have been studied to indicate that we use the whole brain a lot of the time, where we do what I call matrix thinking, where we're connecting the dots all the time. But what that can do is that we can overthink things, I think, sometimes. And we kind of create meaning when there isn't meaning, for example. So, for example, say if you get some feedback that you didn't really like, maybe, you know, one of your project has completely flunked. Maybe you've had a disagreement with somebody. A lot of women, and this might be you listening right now, a lot of women can take that personally and blame themselves. What did I do wrong? What happened there? How could I fix that? Because we're naturally quite responsible people. And so you kind of are looking all the time to fix the challenge, fix the problem. How do I make this better? But the reality is resilience, I think, relies sometimes on depersonalizing feedback and depersonalizing problems and saying, okay, maybe I contributed to this a little bit. Let's just be really honest about what the percentage is. Maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 30%. Whatever it is, then ask yourself, okay, what is contributing to the other 60%? How did we get here? Are there other people involved, for example? Was my boss involved? Was my team involved? Were there external circumstances, for example, that we could never, ever have foreseen were going to happen? So I think it's important when we're talking about resilience to think about how you can depersonalize so that you basically take the emotional edge off the feedback that you're getting and start thinking more objectively about, okay, this is what's happened. This is how we've arrived at the outcome that we've arrived at. Now, what do we need to fix it? And you then go into that creative problem solving where you're looking at how can we cut this cake differently? How can we solve this challenge in a new way? And the last thing I wanted to touch on was emotion, because this is a controversial topic, right? Some people feel like it's not appropriate to show emotion at work. Some people think it's perfectly fine. And like, if you read any of Brené Brown's books, you will know full well that it's very important to show vulnerability and to show your raw emotion. So you may or may not feel comfortable doing that. And I think, you know, it's a very personal choice. It's a very personal perspective. And I think, you know, there are ways to do it too. You know, you can show emotion publicly and you can show your emotion privately. And you can find somewhere that's slightly in the middle, you know, and you can be tempered with how you show your emotion when things are not going well, or you can just really let rip. And there's no, I don't think there's any one way to explain that. The only thing that I would say in terms of observations, if you like, of when that works well and when that doesn't work well, is whatever you choose to do, don't dwell on it too long, move on and go into that problem solving mode. And just think about how you want people to perceive you, because I think that's important. That's an important part of the piece. If you want to be perceived as somebody who's highly emotional and highly vulnerable all the time, then do that. But if you don't want that to be the perception that you want people to have of you, then don't do that either. Just choose the kind of happy medium, if you like, that makes you feel comfortable, that is going to help you and help you develop your brand at work. So I think to sum up with this idea of resilience, I think that none of us has all the answers. Like, we never have all the answers in our fingertips, in our hands at the moment. All we can do is continue to learn, to continue to grow. You know, when things go wrong, it's just not a question of not thinking about that. We need to reflect. We need to take some time, I think, and to reflect on what just happened. You know, I think that's a really important habit to get into as a leader generally, is to constantly reflect on what's working and what didn't go so well. I think having boundaries is super important, as I talked about earlier. And truly, I think you're at your resilient best when you are able to feel confident in yourself and you're feeling, you know, well slept, for example, you're feeling clear-headed, you're feeling more relaxed. Because I think when we're looking to solve problems, the process of thinking and having space and time is probably one of the most valuable things that we can give ourselves. So in a nutshell, resilience for me is not about being unbreakable at all. It's about being flexible, actually. It's about being quite the opposite to unbreakable. And if you want to set yourself up for success, I think it's important to have the support that you need around you to help you with that, and to be creative in your problem solving, to be adaptable, and to not take things personally. These are the things that I think are really, really important, certainly lessons that I've learned along the journey myself. And I hope that has been of some practical use and some practical value to you too. As I say, I would love you to share our podcast around. I'd love you to add a review. You know, if you're an Apple podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review if you like, and you can write some words about what you think about our podcast. You know, do you find it enlightening, for example? Do you like the mix of guests that we have? Do you find that it's practical? What are the words that you would use to describe our podcast? Because your reviews are so valuable, so helpful, and they help other women out there looking for a new career podcast to listen into. They help her decide if it's for her or not by reading the review. So please leave us a review. And you can get in touch with us too. Like I said, you can email us podcast@illuminategrowth.com.au anytime with your suggestions for guests. And listen, if you're looking for support in your career, one of the most fantastic resources that we have that's so popular, it just gets downloaded all day long, is our 7 Habits of Female Execs Who Get Promoted. If you would like your copy so you can be looking at all of these practical strategies yourself, all you have to do is go to rebeccasfreegift.com and you'll get your copy straight to your inbox. Thanks so much, ladies. Be resilient. Learn how to do it in a way that works for you so that you stay sane, so that you stay on top. And I'll see you next week.